Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. I had been trying to find a topic for our next conversation, and I've been talking to people, listening to conversations, and just looking at life. And one of the things that really touched my heart was a new friend that I've made. And it's interesting because I'm sure there's at least 20, maybe 20 or 30 years difference between us. And I think it's 20 years difference, yeah. And because I opened myself up to learn new things, and to find a way to bring joy back into my life, I met a group of people that, and mind you, this is all virtual, that really helped me look forward to our time together. And they're a group of poets, and we sit down and we get a poetry prompt. And then we have 3 minutes to write or compose something to share with the group. And this is new to me because, you know, my poems, I sit down and I just let my soul flow normally. I don't have a prompt. I might get a word in dream or a word when I wake up and I focus on that. But I'm enjoying it. And it's taught me to love my voice and to trust that what comes out is fine. And so yesterday when we were in our group, our moderator had this fun, loving, joyful spirit, and it was almost contagious. You know, you could hear her voice and you would smile. You know, and I was able to chuckle and to giggle and just to enjoy myself. And towards the end of our time together, you know, a few more people joined the group. And, you know, it was wonderful to find acceptance, to be with like-minded people, and to just let laughter flow. And, you know, I had shared with you how emotional the last few weeks had been for me. And when I actually sat on my floor yesterday and I laughed until I had these tears of joy and my heart opened, and a lot of the pressure that had been weighing on my shoulders kind of rolled off with the tears of joy. And, you know, at the end, I was silly too. I was joyful, jubilant, and I was realizing that that's really what was missing from my day. Because we have so many moments that we are serious and purposeful, and there needs to be some joy too. And then this morning, I listened to an article, and I don't recall exactly what it was from. I think it might have been the Wall Street Journal, but I was more interested in the actual title, which was how a pandemic puppy saved our lives. And it was just interesting to me because, you know, I'm totally a puppy person, but all the time my children were growing up, we didn't have puppies. When I was younger, I had several puppies that, you know, they do what they do. They bring joy to your heart. They teach you how to smile. They remind you to love. And then when their time is done, you know, they return to God. And so it was not always the time that I felt they should have left. You know, there were accidents and things like that. But listening to this story, it reminded me of the joy that God places on this earth that we have to be willing to accept. We have to be willing to make time for joy and to live in joyful moments, to love the joy we have at our disposal and to share that joy. And so, you know, when I think of that, I think of, you know, a lot of people that I've been talking to and how they've been sharing that they've been depressed and they're lonely, and, you know, some of them are in financial, you know, straits right now just because of, you know, what's going on in the world. And, but the resounding issue, I think, for them is that they've let their sadness, their depression, and their problems block their joy. And so today's moment for me with you is just to remind you that joy is there if you open your eyes a little wider, if you open your heart a little different, and if you're willing to make some changes, you can find people to connect with and people that you can grow to love. And, you know, maybe the first group you try to connect with isn't your group, right? But these people are my people, and I get to mother them from a distance, you know. And so it's often funny for me because I can't see half the time what I want to share with them. And sometimes I get ready to share something and, you know, something else comes out of my mouth. And a few days ago, when I was full of emotions, for the first time in my life, I let strangers see me cry. I let strangers hear my heart in a way that I have never let them hear my heart. But this group has become more than strangers. They've become a lifeline. And so if you have the opportunity to reach out and to connect with like-minded people, whether they are people of faith who want to discuss the Bible, whether people of photography who just want to talk about the latest lenses they bought for their expensive cameras that nobody else will understand but you, or in my case, a group of poets who all come from different walks of life, all are in different stages of life, and we all have one thing in common, and that is that we love poetry, and now we love each other. Step out of your comfort zone and find a place where your soul is able to shine. You don't have to be alone right now. You don't have to be alone. And I am a living testament to the power of love. Chuckles when you think you don't need them. And even a little laughter when you probably shouldn't be laughing at something that isn't totally funny, but you know, we need that right now. So I am going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. And more than anything else, I'm going to wish you a place you can find for people who allow you to be you, to smile, to laugh when you need to cry if you have to, and understand you always. Pulling for you on your journey. Sending you my love and my prayers. Have a beautiful day. Goodbye.